This is Focus on EMU, a time during the halftime of an Eastern Michigan University football game where we sit down and chat with some of the people doing really cool things on the campus of Eastern Michigan University. And this time we have a student, so we're going to ask slower questions and use smaller... No, sorry. This is student body president Miles Payne. Good afternoon. Welcome. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and just to put a little thank you out there, Miles actually came in at a moment's notice to fill in, so we're very grateful that he was able to do so. But, you know, great guest and a great topic because new school year, new look forward, at what's going to happen over the next few months. There's a lot of excitement on campus. So let's chat about that. First off, this is your first time student body president?
First time as student body president.
All right. How long have you been in student government?
Student government? It's just when I got elected. So okay. Pretty much last April we got elected, and that's when I started.
So what was the big turning point for you that's made you think, you know what, I really need to run for student body president?
The stars just kind of aligned. Okay. My vice president and I, Larry Borum, we've both been in housing for, I think, 6 years combined. And so we had a really good pulse of the students on the ground being in the residence halls. Two friends of ours approached us and said, hey, we think you'd be really great at doing this. Why don't you try it? I reached out to Larry. Larry wanted to do it, and the stars just kind of aligned. And with a lot of love and a lot of help, we made it.
So public service, is this aligning with what you want to do in life? I mean, what's your major here and what's your
Absolutely.
Career
goals? My major is psychology and sociology, and my dream would do youth programming. I would love to run a youth center, do a lot of like leadership empowerment to tell our youth, you know, hey, all the things that are going on in this world, you don't have to subscribe to those. You can make your own destiny.
So what are your major thrusts, and what did you write or campaign on? What was your platform? How's that translating into the new year?
Yeah, so four big things that we campaigned on. One being getting the rec center renovated, another being a parking app, one more being off-campus flex, and then the last one being furthering the Black Student 10-point plan. So the rec center, we've already got that going. We passed a $35 opt-out fee, which students can opt out if they'd like. We already bought about $155,000
in
equipment.
Yep, I was just up there today, and they were putting in new gear. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next steps on the Rec IM
so
after the equipment goes in?
The Rec IM, you know, the equipment's going in, and we're furthering to see how many students have opted out. I mean, students are really buying into it. They want to see a new rec, so they're doing painting, they're doing furniture. You know, they're going to be gutting a lot of our old rooms and putting some new kind of things in, restructuring how the rec looks. It's going to be awesome.
Cool. And I know part of the goal there is to involve more students in the rec.
Yes.
You know, I'm on staff here, and I talk to plenty of students, don't even know that it's there and freely available
right.
for them to use.
Right.
So great on that. All right. The next point, the parking app. What's the idea behind that?
So, you know, I always joke with alumni. They always say it's not a parking tag, it's a hunting tag to go and hunt for spots. So in this day and age of technology, we thought how cool would it be to have an app that shows, hey, where are these open spaces? Instead of just chilling on the street, you know, hoping that a space shows up, you get to look online through an app, whatever it may be, and you can see where the spots are open.
Awesome. So what was the next plank in the platform, remind me?
So, and then the next one being off-campus flex.
Okay. All right. So is that just aligning with, you know, businesses on Cross Street or on the north side of campus so that students can spend their flex dollars in restaurants, bookstores, whatever?
You hit the nail on the head.
How complicated is that?
It can be incredibly complicated.
Okay.
So a lot of universities, the ones very similar to us, have similar programs, especially with Chartwells, the group we have as well. So we know it's possible. It's just a matter of getting the community to buy in and the campus to buy in and realize it's a win-win situation.
Any steps taken towards that so far?
A couple. A lot of times it's doing the research and finding out what steps other universities have taken
right.
to show Eastern, hey, if we follow these steps, we know it can happen.
Okay. And then obviously the last focus, we've talked a lot, especially with the events that happened on campus,
right.
the unfortunate events last year,
mm-hmm.
About putting forth the 10-point plan put forth by several different Black student organizations
yeah.
on campus, and obviously supported by a lot more than just Black student organizations.
Of course.
So what's the movement there?
So right off the bat, Tanasia Morton, the previous president, she signed into kind of existence a Black Student 10-Point Plan Commission. The second she left, the second I came in, that was one of the first things I signed in as well. Black Student 10-Point Plan is really important to us. So Larry and I are really focusing on getting culturally competent classes to be more taken throughout the student body. We have a lot of students that are really passionate about Africology and Jewish studies, but more often than not, we have our Black students taking Africology and we have our Jewish students taking Jewish studies.
Mm.
So kind of bridging that gap and having some of our students that may not ever take those classes to be in space places where they can learn and grow and in a safe environment, but nevertheless an environment where they realize there's more beyond what they've experienced.
Great. So anything else that's come up? You know, I know we're kind of just real early on in the fall semester here, but is there anything else that's been thrust upon you as points of focus you need to get on right away?
Sure. So it pretty much a point of healing. You know, students are in a really weird environment where they came to campus, and just currently what's going on nationally with in regards to Charlottesville, all that, we're not going to beat around the bush. We know that's a reality in our country, and we know that's a reality, and it can potentially happen here at Eastern. There's been flyers, so on and so forth. And so we as student government, being the voices of the students, we're trying to take a proactive approach instead of a reactive approach, telling our students, hey, if this happens on campus, these are active and healthy and safe ways to address hate, you know, with love and positivity and building your communities up instead of reacting.
Yeah, and I see you're wearing a shirt with the You Are Welcome Here
Big
E on it. So that's I know that's part of that same thought.
Of course.
How can students, or anyone for that matter, if they'd like to be involved in anything you just talked about, how do they get a hold of you, or how do they get involved with student government? What's the contact?
Sure. So we can you can go on our website, emusg.com.
Okay.
Or you can feel free to reach out to Larry or myself by coming to the third floor of the Student Center. Our student government office is right there in the main atrium. Feel free. Our doors are always metaphorically open. Sometimes we're in class as well. We're still students. But feel free to stop on by. Let us know. We'll hand out business cards. You know, give my email, all the whole nine.
Great. Thanks. That was Miles Payne, student body president at Eastern Michigan University. Thank you for stopping by today.
Thanks so much.
EMUSG.com, or just stop on by the third floor of the Student Center if you'd like to get involved in all the great
things. I got fruit snacks and M&Ms for you.
All right. Even more reason. So you find out about what you might want to be involved in while eating the free snacks.
Exactly.
And we know how much college students love free snacks. Heck, yes. I love free snacks. This is Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU.